Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. We are live. Hello, Nadine.
Hello, Cornelia. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, our producer, Ashley, in the background. Sorry we're late this morning. We had a few technical challenges, and so nevertheless, here we are. Well, here we are. What is it? Our episode 7, self-realization and the inner child, self-realization and the inner child, number 7, right?
Yes, it's our 7th one. Yeah, brilliant.
Yes, wonderful. Well, it's great to have you. How are you, Nadine?
I'm good, thank you. Really, really good. I've got beautiful sunshine in England. It's afternoon for me. So, yes, I'm enjoying today. It's lovely.
Good, good. Well, we're just getting started here on a Saturday morning in the Pacific Northwest. And, yeah, it's a really, really exciting time to be alive. And at the same time, you know, we have to allow everything all to play out. The best course of action for any one of us is to be in our own inner trust, to trust and know that the universe has our back and that we came here for what is unfolding. We came here for this. We came here for this. We came here for the greatest show on earth. And that time is now. And so to really know and trust that all of it is going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. So I think that's a really important message because people are just like, you know, people are sensing there's a lot of changes happening and there's a lot of things that are unfolding that we have no control over.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. However, here we are at this stage of the game. And the only thing that we can do is how we respond to each other, right? And how we respond to the current events that are going on.
Wow.
And so it's really, really important. And that's what we mean by a self-realized being who is doing that beautiful inner child work.
Yes, I've got mine here. My lovely little plaque.
That's, you've got little Nadine.
It's lovely, yes. Mine's not so cuddly as yours, but it symbolises exactly what I need to remember. We're together. Little Nadine and big Nadine, always together. So, and you've got your lovely cuddly teddy.
Yes, and part of the reason why, you know, is because we're continuously reinventing ourselves. We're continuously giving birth to our new self. Mm-hmm. Because when we were born in this incarnation, and this is what I call the mother wound. So whatever, I think this is the topic I want to take it to today, Nadine, and that is when we were in the womb of our mother, everything started there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything started there. So what was it that your mother was feeling at the time when you were in the womb?
Yes, it's quite powerful, definitely quite powerful. And I know we've had a bit of a discussion about this, haven't we? And I know for me, I believe, and I really do feel that I remember before I was born. And I remember feeling I was going to be born for a reason. I wasn't sure what that was, but I knew I was born for a reason. And like you say, it's changed as I've grown up. Things have changed. My realization has changed, but that's a good thing, you know, just to keep evolving. But when I felt I was born to help my mum, I think, to actually soothe, heal, do what I needed to do. And that felt like that was my role, even as a little tiny baby. And as I say, even before I was born, I felt that's what I was there for. And I know I've shared this with you, and I think it's a little bit amusing, actually, that I didn't really want to come out. I didn't feel I was ready. And I think, and I was 2 weeks late, overdue, but I do honestly feel that I had that understanding that this is big. What I'm here for is really big and serious, and it's important. And so I was feeling I wasn't quite ready for it. So perhaps delaying that a little bit and just going, oh, this is quite an important thing to do. And I've got to be honest with you, I used to think everyone felt like that. Everyone that was being born felt like that. I didn't know any different. So that was my experience of being in the womb and feeling that, like you just said, that reason why we're here. And that has changed a lot over the years. And it still will change of why I feel I'm here with what life throws at us and everything. And that's good, I think. And again, that self-realization, isn't it? Actually just going, what am I here for? What is my purpose? And just feeling that power and that strength. And the word that you use, which I think is very powerful, is trust, isn't it? Trusting. That we are doing the right thing, even if we don't understand.
Yeah.
But I know your experience of being in the womb was a little bit different than mine, wasn't it, Connie?
Yeah.
A little bit different.
Yeah, totally different. My mother here's when this happened. It happened, I think, in either 2011 or 2012 when I was doing, it was probably in 2011. It was somewhere during that time when I was doing a lot of inner child work. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I remember that I found myself in my mother's womb. Mm-hmm. And the feelings that were there were the feelings that she didn't want me.
Yeah.
That those were the feelings that I was clearing during that time, or that I had to sit with and that mm-hmm. I had to be with, because obviously I was born, but what was going on between my mother and my father at the time, where she didn't feel supported and didn't feel like she wanted to have another child, because how is she going to take care of this child? And what is, that whole thing, because the relationship between my mother and my father was already falling out. And so whatever feelings that she was having about me, those were the feelings that I was born into. And, mm-hmm. and then I came in with that I wasn't wanted. Mm-hmm. And throughout, my life, that showed up in so many times and so many dynamics and so many relationships over the years, that until I had the opportunity to heal that part, and heal that wound, and actually give birth to myself and saying, I want you.
Yes. Yeah.
I want you. I want you now. I want you. I want you here. You matter. So until I did that work, that was always something that was lurking there, untouched, unfelt, unrealized.
Mm. Yeah. It's really interesting, isn't it? Because like you say, you can do that work. You can go back. And a lot of people do go back to past life, not just in the womb. We have that opportunity, don't we, to go back with help quite often and guidance, people helping us, supporting us to do that. But we are able to go back and, like you say, heal that and understand it. I think that's the beauty of it, isn't it, that we can understand it. And if we want to, we can change it. And you said earlier, how we react to things. It makes such a difference, doesn't it, with that self-realization. To be able to choose how we react is quite a powerful thing, isn't it? And I think it plays out again and again if we haven't understood it, doesn't it? And I know with me, that feeling of being needed, I played that out time and time again. Every situation I was put into, it was like, what am I supposed to be doing here? What do I need to do? I felt that responsibility with every person I met, with every situation I was in. And like you say, until I actually got to a point of going, that's not the only thing that this is about. There's more to it than that. And I can be a little bit more forgiving with myself and actually go, don't need to do anything sometimes. But that, again, is a process, isn't it? It takes a while to get familiar with that and almost give yourself permission to just be the way you want to be
I think that's a really important key, because to be exactly who you want to be, how you want to be, it's giving yourself that birthing permission to be exactly that, and not to be anything other than who you are, uniquely you, because your unique essence that you bring to the world, without your unique essence, you know, it's not complete. And we benefit from you being uniquely you, but you're the one that has to give yourself that permission, because no one else has the ability to do that for you, which is why, you know, healing yourself on a soul level and in the womb. And as, you know, the people that are listening to this today, you know, if you're thinking about having children, or you're going to have children in the future, or you're pregnant now, the most important thing that you can do is feed your baby the feelings of how you feel, how you're feeling, so grateful, so thankful that you are having this baby. Yeah. And, you know, because that's where it starts, in the womb. And I just find that the more that we educate and create awareness around this topic, because really, truly, everything we're doing here, Nadine, is for the children.
Of course. And it is, you're so right, because it is that, whatever the circumstances, and like you just described, you know, not ideal circumstances, but it doesn't mean that you weren't wanted, needed, loved, you know, that kind of thing, but you didn't feel that. So I really feel, I've got a belief that every child, they come when they're meant to, we can't control it, and they are a blessing. There's something more going on than we understand, isn't there? And whether we're fearful, whether we're in a situation that isn't perfect or not, to just, it's unconditional, isn't it, to love that child, whatever the circumstances, however worried you are, however concerned that child's welfare. Just feeling that, because you're absolutely right. From day one, from conception, that child knows, maybe even before, that child knows what you're feeling.
It's in the womb. Mm. That's the reason why I'm bringing it up. You know, the more we need to talk about this more and more and educate. Yeah. Because first of all, how many women are not aware, or not just women, men too, how many people are not aware that what the baby is feeling, what's happening in the womb, is this is where it begins. And so, you know, throughout your whole pregnancy, are you feeling that? Are you feeding the baby all of those nourishing thoughts? How grateful you are, you know, all of that. Are you feeding this nourishment, this life force energy, this beautiful excitement of giving birth? Like, I think that's where it really needs to start. And if as we're co-creating in the future, moving forward, you know, women that have children, you know, need to be held high, because that is such a sacred responsibility, to give birth to a child and know what's at stake here. Yeah. Right. So there's that. But then what about all of those children that didn't have mothers that were conscious and that are aware? And there's so many children in the world that don't have any of that, and that are still right now born, and that don't have the self-love, don't have the approval, don't have the parents, even saying to the point where children are being hijacked and sold on a black market. That has also been going on. So there's just so much that we have to do, which is the reason why I wanted to speak about this, the healing the inner child, and bringing the conversation back to, it's our responsibility to create environments for children so that they can thrive.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it wasn't even that long ago, was it, that there was a lot of shame around people having children out of wedlock, that kind of thing, you know, to just move forward with that. And as I say, see every child as a blessing, see every child. And again, going back to what I said earlier about giving yourself permission, whatever the circumstances are, to love that child, to actually give that child what it needs. Because, I mean, there is, people play music to the child in the womb, don't they? And they do all that nurturing. And just do that and enjoy it, and just have, this is such a special time for people, isn't it, to be producing a new life and doing that, and to just really engage and enjoy every moment, because that will reflect in that child being born, won't it, and will help you know, the progress as we go along. We won't have to heal so many wounds. We won't have to look at the inner child work so much, because a lot of that work will be done from day one, won't it? So that's really important, isn't it?
That's where it begins. And so we're talking about a woman giving birth to a baby, right? We're talking about that. But what about the inner child? So if you are like Nadine and me, and neither one of us had children, so our role in this life was about healing our own inner child, and you know, doing, and so this is also the conversation, and this is also the work. It's a very sacred part, so that you can heal that within yourself. And because it's not easy during a time when you are severely wounded, where you feel like you weren't loved, that you weren't wanted, where you, your parents didn't want you, where you weren't wanted, and then you're the only one that is sitting there with all of those feelings at the time when you're wounded. It's not easy at that time to go through that process. It's not. And at the same time, it's here so that you can love yourself, become your own inner parent, reach out for support, and know that that work, that this is here so that you can love yourself free, and that you can give birth to yourself, and that you are singing yourself those songs.
Giving yourself what you need. It's what we've talked about before, isn't it? Recognizing what we need, or whatever age, whatever stage we want to revisit, and giving ourselves that. And that is the joy, isn't it, that we can do that. And again, I'll say again, you know, giving ourselves permission to do that, because we can, and we can revisit. So we can, at whatever stage we are enlightened to it, whenever we realize our power and our strength and our ability, then we can do that. We can do that for ourselves. We can heal. Like you say, we can realize our true power. We can stand in our strength, and we can move forward, which is so beneficial, isn't it? Whatever stage.
Yeah, and so, we need to be the role models and the examples of, you know, what it's actually, what it's really like to be a loving human that is caring for the self. And that means, you know, taking care of yourself on a level that you might not have been taken care of, and really being that example for that. And so that's why work is so important, you know?
It is, isn't it? Because so many people haven't been cared for, like we were saying, you know. So then to actually say, well, I can do that myself. Sometimes that isn't easy, is it? I didn't know how to look after myself. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know it was a thing, you know, looking after yourself. Self-care wasn't anything I'd heard of. But I learned, but it didn't come easy. And it goes on quite nicely. As you know, I talk to a lot of people after these podcasts, and they ask me questions. And actually, it's the same thing, but we talked a little bit about sometimes our inner child just needs to play, needs to just needs to just enjoy themselves, you know. And someone said to me, it's all very well saying that, but then how do I just play? How do I just be? How do I look after myself when I'm not used to? And a lot of the work that I do with my Karma Self method is helping people let go of the guilt that comes around that, because quite often what stops us is we feel we can't, or we shouldn't, or we've got other things to do that are more important. It's quite indulgent, isn't it, to look after yourself and play and just be. And so that is a very valuable part, isn't it? Recognizing that what might be standing in our way, and quite often it is guilt, isn't it? You know, we're feeling that we can't do that, and just actually letting that go. And then we can just enjoy, embrace that play and that fun, and the inner child, you know, exactly what we need, whether it's a hug, whether it's a cuddle, whether it's a giggle, whether it's just coming away from work. You know, we can actually do that for ourselves if we get that guilt out of the way.
Yeah, well, I have a real you know, the whole thing about guilt, I have this and I've had this for a long time. When I started doing this emotional core processing work since over this last decade, and that is, you know, when I was looking at emotions and feelings and what it all is, what the core wounding is and what the mother wound is and what is guilt in comparison to an emotion. Mm. And so I discovered that guilt is a feeling. It's only a feeling. It's not an emotion. So guilt is a feeling, and it's also a program that is from you know, that was handed down from the religious programming. Yes, that, yes. You know, was basically making it seem that if you do anything for self-pleasure, if you do anything for self-care, if you do anything for self-pleasure, then you should feel guilty because you shouldn't put yourself first, because you should sacrifice yourself for your neighbor or someone else, put someone else first. Then when, you know, so that it was that program. So when I realized that way back when, that's when I realized, oh, okay. So guilt is a feeling and it is a program. And so does my body, because I can choose the feelings that I want to feel on a daily basis. I can choose the thoughts I want to think because I'm a free being. I can choose what to think. And as a matter of fact, it's all energy. So, you know, does guilt serve? And so that's when I realized, oh, yeah, guilt does not serve. It doesn't serve ever. It doesn't never serve me to feel guilty about anything that has to do with unconditional love, love for self, love for humanity. Guilt doesn't serve. So you know what I did? I removed guilt out of my world, out of my vocabulary. So basically, it's like when you come into my world, Nadine, we don't do guilt over here.
I know. I love it.
It's it's like, no, guilt for, you know, this, we don't do guilt. So it's not a feeling that I ever want my body to feel. And if I was pregnant with a baby, I would never want my baby to feel guilt. So as this is what we're talking about. So a guilt is something that you can choose and decide that, oh, yeah, I don't like feeling guilty. I don't want that. And it's not something that you have to continue on using to feel, because my body doesn't like to feel it. And so it's a choice. So what do you think about that?
I just so love it. It's one of the things I love about you, Cornelia, that you're not having it. And I would think that there'd be some people listening that are going, I can't understand that, because people are caught up in guilt, aren't they? Like you say, it's a program. I love the way you say it's a feeling, not an emotion. That changes it completely, doesn't it?
Because feelings pass.
Right? I so get that. Yeah. And it is, it's lovely to see you as a perfect living example of someone who has just gone, I'm not having it. I love that, because we can all do that. We can all do that. And we, you know, we need to, don't we? So I love that.
Yeah. So basically, I'm really adamant about this. So, you know, when somebody says, oh, I feel guilty. So if I'm working with a client and they're telling me that I feel guilty, and then I say, what do you feel guilty about? And they say, well, my family, they, you know, they would want me there, but I really don't want to go there. I really don't want to do that. The other thing to that is that most of the time your family doesn't even realize that you feel this guilt. And if you were to ask them that, would you, if, you know, I don't want to come to this, I don't want to do this, right? And they would want you to do what's best for you.
Yes.
You to feel guilty.
Yeah, it's so much that, you know, it's something we don't talk about, isn't it? It's something, like you say, if people know, they wouldn't want that. We don't want that for anybody, do we? We don't want people to feel guilty. So it is just changing that programming, isn't it? Changing that, having your choice, feeling your power, feeling your strength, and just letting go of something that people are just so bought into, aren't they? So, as I say, I love your philosophy, totally, totally into it. Because we don't need it. We do not need it at all. We can let that one go and live better lives, much better. And it is, you know, people say selfish. There's got to be another word, hasn't there? Because selfish sounds a little bit wrong. But it's not the way we say it.
Letting go of guilt is an act of self-love.
Exactly. And also for everyone else, like you say, no one wants anyone to feel that. So we're loving everybody if we do that, aren't we?
I would never want anybody to feel guilty about it. So it's not something. That's why it's like guilt is a religious programming feeling that we have been conditioned by, and that you, as a co-creator of the new earth, don't have to abide by or choose that feeling or even speak that word.
I love it.
Why would you use it in your vocabulary, or why would you speak it so that your children can hear you say, I feel guilty? It's you're going to keep the program going. So actually, it's your responsibility.
That is the thing, isn't it? Yeah, we've got it is responsibility to actually cut that off completely. And I love that.
Remove it. It's like, oh, guilt, it's useless. It's freaking useless. So, you know, throw it out.
Eliminate it.
Eliminate it altogether. Yeah. It's like basically say to yourself, my body does not do guilt. My universe does not feel guilt, and this is not something that I do over here. Yeah. So that's really so easy. It's so it's like when I hear people say I feel guilty, it's like it's not something I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to come to your world and feel guilty. No, for what? you know.
And again, just what you've said there, you've given everyone permission to just go, I can cut that out. You've given that
it's
to everyone.
Useless.
It's such a blessing, such a gift, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I want to say to everyone, without a doubt, there's people that will have something to say about what we've just said there about the G word. So I want some comments. I want you to put some comments for us to look at and answer, because you must have opinions about it. And to share this, you know, Cornelia's just given everyone permission to get rid of that G word, I'll call it. So share this with people, because it's very, very empowering. So share this lovely podcast with everyone, put some comments in, and we want some feedback and we want some questions so that we can keep answering what people want to know more about. So put that in the comments for us, definitely.
You know, I think, you know, when as we realize that, you know, become more and more aware of what time do we have? Do we have a couple more?
We've got a couple more minutes. We're fine. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Because as we realize, you know, as people realize that they are the creator of their own reality, and that basically it's the thoughts that we think, it's the feelings that we feel. And ultimately, we want to feel at peace. Yeah. And if you're feeling, ultimately, you want to feel at peace. You want to feel happy in your life, and to choose the feelings that you want to feel. And guilt is not one of them. So it's something that you can decide right now. Oh, my gosh. You know, I never like feeling guilty. I don't want to do it, and let it go. It's an act of self-love, and radical self-love is part of that self-care for the wounded inner child. And, you know, because, again, it's that wounded inner child that you're loving free, and not choosing to bring guilt into the environment. It's the same thing with the word struggle. The word struggle is you're struggling to try to do something when that's still part of the old world conditioning. Because in the new world, in the new frequency, we don't struggle.
No, we don't struggle.
We are in the flow.
Yeah,
right.
No, so true. And that you said another word there that I would like to eliminate. Just with struggle, you said try as well. You know, we don't try, we do. We're achieving, we're doing, we're doing everything.
Good.
So we've changed the vocabulary now. Brilliant. And I want to hear everyone's comments on that. Who's ready to let go of those words now? Because we've given you permission to do that. So
yeah, good. Well, we love it. We are, you know, closing out now series 7. And we will see you again next time for self-realization and the inner child part 8. Thanks so much for joining us. And we love it as always. Thanks, Nadine.
Thank you, Cornelia. I've loved today's chat. So empowering. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take good care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.